Bitcoin's rocky road, could a deeper correction be ahead? The cryptocurrency market, particularly Bitcoin, BTC, has been a roller coaster of volatility, with investors caught between conflicting narratives about its future trajectory.
While some remain optimistic about a sustained recovery, a growing number of analysts and traders are warning that the bear market may not yet be over.
One prominent trader has even predicted a potential real bottom for Bitcoin around the $50,000 mark, suggesting that the current price levels may not represent the end of the downturn.
This article explores the bearish and bullish arguments, the historical context that fuels the bearish case, the potential implications of a $50,000 Bitcoin, and the strategies investors should consider to navigate this uncertain landscape.
The bearish argument, a repeat of 2022. The bearish case for Bitcoin hinges on historical parallels to the 2022 bear market, which saw Bitcoin plummet from its all-time high of over $60,000 to a low of around $17,000.
Analysts argue that the current market structure bears striking similarities to that period, with Bitcoin forming a series of lower highs and lower lows, a classic sign of a prolonged downtrend.
During the 2022 correction, rallies were often short-lived and followed by deeper declines, as investors sold into optimism, exacerbating the bearish momentum.
This pattern, some argue, could repeat itself, with Bitcoin potentially testing new macroeconomic lows.
The bearish narrative is further supported by macroeconomic headwinds that have persisted since the 2022 crash.
High inflation, aggressive interest rate hikes by central banks, and a slowdown in global economic growth have created an environment where risk assets, including cryptocurrencies, face headwinds.
While the approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs and the Bitcoin halving event in 2022 were seen as positive catalysts, these factors may not be enough to counteract the broader economic challenges.
Critics argue that the ETF approvals, while significant, have not yet translated into sustained price gains, and the halving event, a long-awaited supply reduction, has not been sufficient to reverse the bearish trend.
The $50,000 price level is being cited as a potential real bottom for Bitcoin, based on historical price patterns and the need for a deeper correction to restore balance to the market.
If Bitcoin were to drop to this level, it would mark a significant departure from recent peaks and signal a shift in investor sentiment.
However, this prediction is not without its detractors.
Some analysts question whether the 2022 market structure is directly applicable to the current environment, given the differences in macroeconomic conditions, regulatory frameworks, and investor behavior.
The bullish case. ETFs, halving, and a new floor on the flip side, the bullish narrative is driven by a combination of fundamental and technical factors.
The approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs in 2024 has been hailed as a game changer, providing institutional investors with a legal and regulated way to gain exposure to Bitcoin.
This development is seen as a catalyst for increased institutional participation, which could stabilize the market and drive prices higher.
Additionally, the Bitcoin halving event in 2022, where the block reward was reduced by half, has historically been associated with long-term price increases, as the reduced supply of new Bitcoin can create scarcity and support demand.
Proponents of the bullish case argue that the current market conditions have created a new floor for Bitcoin, with the $50,000 level potentially serving as a psychological support zone.
They point to the growing adoption of Bitcoin as a store of value and its role in decentralized finance, DeFi, as factors that could sustain demand even in a bear market.
Furthermore, the recent surge in crypto-related innovations, such as the rise of Layer 2 solutions and cross-chain bridges, is viewed as a sign of the ecosystem's resilience and potential for long-term growth.
However, the bullish narrative faces challenges.
While the ETF approvals and halving event are positive, they may not be enough to offset the broader macroeconomic risks.
Analysts caution that the crypto market remains highly sensitive to macroeconomic shifts, and any further deterioration in global economic conditions could undermine the bullish case.
Additionally, the lack of a clear consensus on the real bottom for Bitcoin highlights the uncertainty that persists in the market.
The implications of a $50,000 Bitcoin, a market-wide shockwave if Bitcoin were to drop to $50,000, the impact on the broader crypto market could be profound.
Such a decline would test the resolve of long-term holders, who may face significant paper losses.
This could lead to a shakeout of weaker investors, as those who entered the market at higher prices are forced to reconsider their positions.
The psychological toll of such a correction could also exacerbate panic selling, further driving prices lower.
The effects would ripple through the entire crypto ecosystem, from altcoins to DeFi protocols, as investors recalibrate their strategies.
But here's the catch. Even if Bitcoin stabilizes at $50,000, the market may still be in for a bumpy ride.
That's right. The path to recovery will likely be nonlinear, with both bullish and bearish forces clashing in unpredictable ways.
For now, the key is to stay informed, manage risk, and remain patient. Because in this market, patience is often the most valuable asset.
Exactly. Whether the next chapter is a rebound or a deeper correction, the crypto world is far from finished.